And joining us, Troy Kingy, hopefully from the north, where he loves spending time with his whānau, but he also is a really prolific songwriter, Troy, and he has to be too, because he's challenged himself to do this 10-10-10 series, 10 albums and 10 genres in 10 years. And his latest work, Black Sea Golden Ladder, is available now. We're going to play a piece of it soon. And he worked with songwriter and producer Delaney Davidson on this album. Tēnā koe, kia ora, no Troy.
Kia ora, hoa. Good to hear from you again.
Thank you, mate. And it's always neat to hear from you as well. Listen, this work differs. It's more folky sound, eh? I don't know Delaney Davidson, but when you were introduced to him, what did you like about his swagger and style?
I've known his music for a long time, and also that he's a very prolific writer himself. So just going into this project, his name was just getting thrown around through my management team and my actual publicist. She works real closely with him, and she said he'd be probably someone really good to work with. Because at that moment, I wasn't quite sure what direction to take the folk album, and so it was really nice to bring him on board. And we're both really strong-minded, so there was a lot of ideas thrown around. It was good.
I think we spoke of this collaboration a month or two back. We're celebrating the release of the album now, and also I'll talk to you about the title. But weren't you in some situation, a songwriting opportunity, some sort of creative in residence, and you guys came together? Was there something like that in the background to the songwriting for this album?
I was the artist in residence at Massey last year in Wellington, and just used that as kind of the vehicle to create it. And we wrote all the stuff when we were down there. Basically, only met properly 2 days before going into songwriting, so we spent a week writing as well as getting to know each other, so it was cool.
Is he the same age, mate? Shared musical interests?
He's a bit older than me. He's been around the traps a bit longer and had a few more life experiences, which is always good when you're going into something like folk writing, where the whole thing is about experience and storytelling. So he was the perfect person to bring on board to help guide me through that album.
What sort of folksy sound, as you've been growing up and interested in music, Troy, appealed to you? What are some examples of artists that you've liked in this style?
To be honest, I didn't listen to folk music growing up. Just recently, like in the last few years, I really loved Nick Drake. In particular, his song River Man is one of my top three songs of all times. So when you listen to the strings on the album, that's the direction we're trying to take. But the overall production, Delaney thought we should go more towards Neil Young type stuff. So it does have a real strip drum feel to it, real Neil Young vibe to it as well.
Which is a nice and interesting musical journey that you're taking your supporters on. Hey, bro, when you think of just roll us through, you had that neat reggae album, there's been funk albums. What are the styles that you've already released? And again, may I acknowledge, you know, the effort you've put in to produce one or close on one every year. But what are some of the other styles that weave their way through to this folksy inspired album?
Yeah, it's been a journey. Like when I first decided to do it, I didn't know how it was going to pan out, and it felt like the first 3 years were kind of easy because I knew exactly where I wanted to go. The first one, you know, was like 10 years in the making. First one's always good. You've got heaps of material to work off. So that was quite eclectic, but more in like an indie alternative indie rock type vibe. The next album was a Space Odyssey soul album, and then we had the Roots Reggae album, then the funk album, and then the folk album. So yeah, each time I can't get too overwhelmed. I just got to focus on it each step at a time. Take one step at a time. Otherwise, it can get really overwhelming. Same thing. We just pretty much finished this 80s synth pop album. Finished track. It's nearly ready to drop. So, coming out of the folk album, trying to get your mindset into a whole nother thing. You just have to take it one step at a time and kind of leave the last one at the door and focus on the next one. Otherwise, you're never gonna be able to do it authentically unless you do it like that. You gotta focus on each module as it comes.
Well, now you know what's coming up next, an 80s synth album. After that, Troy with a marching brass band. Oh, who knows? Anyway, tell us about the name before we ask you to introduce one of the Waiata from the album, please. You've had interesting names, and even shake you down to Zygoton or whatever it was. Black Sea Golden Ladder. Why the name?
Well, those two words are actually lyrics from two of the songs in the album. The initial title for the album was a 75 plus, what is it? A 75 plus year trip to perpetual sleep was the original. But it just didn't have that vibe to it. But basically, I needed to find a title that represented life without just saying life. So we took a line from the Death song, the song about death. What is it? The Sea of Death. So the Sea of Death was the Black Sea. And then the Golden Ladder is on the song about birth. And we probably should have said Golden Ladder, Black Sea, but Black Sea, Golden Ladder just kind of come off the tongue a bit better.
Well, it's nice to be able to play a track from the album. I quite like the 75 plus trip to perpetual sleep anyway, but that would have cost more for printing. So sleep or slumber? Can you tell us about this?
Well, each of the tracks have a little bracketed thing after the title, just so you know what each song is about. This one, pretty self-explanatory. Sleep, is basically about my lack of sleep, probably, and how I try and avoid it. I kind of try and avoid it, and I'm lucky if I get 5 hours of sleep most nights, which isn't good, you know. You need at least seven, but it eventually catches up on me, and that's kind of what it is. Sleep, we likened it to death's younger sister, and it's the imagery of me trying to run away from sleep, but every time I look behind my shoulder, she gets closer and closer until eventually she catches up with you.
Beautiful description. Anyway, thank you, Troy. All the best to you and your clan, amen. We'll talk another time. We're going to enjoy playing this word if we from you for others. Thanks, mate.
Yes, man. Okay, see ya.
Mighty order, bro. See ya.